What's good? What's good? What's good with y'all? Welcome back to the Gadget Switch Podcast. I'm your boy RP3, and I'm with my man V Worldwide. What's up?
What's going on, man? How you doing out there in Detroit?
Man, doing good. How's it on the West Coast, New Mexico, I guess you want to?
Yeah, man, Albuquerque. it's Albuquerque.
Is it just Albuquerque?
Still the only brother here.
Oh, man. For those who listen to our podcast, me and V, we are on two different sides of the U.S., but we figure out a way to make this podcast work. So right now, we making it do what it do, for you guys out there.
Yeah, man.
So the big talk of, I guess still this week and last week and the week before is LG is getting out of the smartphone game. Now, don't get me wrong, LG isn't hurting for money. They do a good job making TVs, washer and dryers, monitors, displays. I'm quite sure they're going to have lots of ways to continue making money with cell phones, with their patents, and don't feel bad for LG to a certain extent, but at the same time, are we losing a company that, even though they have had minimal success, that they do push other companies to be innovative? How do you feel about the V, man? How do you feel about LG leaving?
Honestly, man, I was shocked when I heard it. I couldn't believe it. I was like, man, it's just a rumor. There's no way. And I looked, and sure enough, yeah, it's a shame, man. They are real innovators. They push the envelope, but a lot of this stuff, they think outside the box, and not a lot of companies do that.
Yeah, but, I mean, I give them credit as of recently that they pushed it with the things like the Wing and, the Velvet. So, I mean, and earlier they did try to do modular phones. Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong, they have pushed innovative type of designs and phones, but they never really like stick to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they kind of just throw it out there and say, okay, let's go to the next thing. Let's go to the next thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can understand it. You know, back in the day when the cell phone industry was in its infancy, and I think a lot of companies was trying to catch up to, well, in the beginning, it was BlackBerry that was very innovative with their phones and the BlackBerry Messenger, and everybody mm-hmm. was trying to catch them. And then later on, when the iPhone came out, everybody tried to do their own version of the iPhone. I do remember the LG Chocolate, and that was a pretty hot phone with Sprint when I was with Sprint.
Did you ever use that one?
I seen it in the store. I think what I ended up using was, what phone did I buy? I think I was trying to get the Chocolate, but the Chocolate was so popular. Mm-hmm. They were selling out a lot.
It sold like 10 million copies, didn't it? Something like 10 million units.
I can't remember the exact number. Something
like that. I know it was really popular.
Yeah. So, I mean, the two hot phones, though, LG had was that Chocolate and I think the Voyager was more like a sidekick looking phone.
Yeah.
So that was a hot phone. I remember those flip out quirky keyboards where you split the phone open like a sidekick. Well, not necessarily in a sidekick manner, but you can open the phone up and you got that keyboard.
Yeah, slide. Yeah.
So I mean, that was innovative and everything. And and then, they started coming along with some of the other phones, but the phone that really kind of, I got a love-hate relationship with LG. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of people who may feel different. I've never really was the biggest fan of LG, but I understood their place in the cell phone game.
Okay.
And like I had an LG G4. Now, that was my first LG phone. And that was the one that had the different like a leather back.
Oh, man.
And they had them in different colors. And I got a burgundy leather back phone. That was back in the day when you could take the whole back off the phone. You
Yeah,
know
and
what I'm
change
saying?
the battery out and stuff like
Yeah,
that.
you could take the battery out, you could do all of that.
I miss those days, man.
Yeah. So that phone, one day I was just using it and all of a sudden it just froze up. And then the screen went dark and it never worked again. And,
No. You didn't get moisture or anything in that,
no,
or?
nothing. It just stopped working out of the blue. And they have so many problems with that G4 that they had a class action lawsuit against them
Oh, really?
for that phone. Yeah. But the G3 was the phone before that that was so popular. And I can't remember if I had a Samsung phone or what I had at that time. I said, well, you know what? That G3 was hot. Let me get the G4. And after that G4 debacle, man, it really changed my whole opinion about LG. So that's where my, I guess, distaste for them kind of started.
Okay. So I
And
was. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
no, go ahead. I don't
Yeah,
mean
go
to.
ahead.
No, but I was going to say things, you know, it kind of like, you know, I try not to let it cloud my judgment because later on, you know, I did pick up a V20. I remember when the V20 came along, the V10 was like a tank. Everybody loved the V10. V10 was a nice phone. And then I got the V20, and that's the one that had the little screen on the top. So
Oh,
everybody
okay.
was kind of
Yeah, you
calling it like a
scroll the
dream. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I know. I know what you're talking about, yeah.
But that phone had good cameras, but LG would never update their phones. They didn't update that phone for literally almost a whole over 12 months. It went over a year before they gave you an update on that phone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was in before, you know me, I stick to what usually stick to one brand. You're getting everything. But the first LG I had was actually this past year was the Velvet. I thought it was a pretty cool phone. I'd never used one before and it was pretty smooth actually. And I was looking at some, you know, I heard the story and I went back and looked at some of the stories on the phones that you would like the chocolate. And I never knew how innovative they were. Like I never knew like the Prada was the first capacitive phone. I mean, they brought that out. And now everybody has a capacitive phone. I never knew any of that. And then the Optimus, you know, first, let's see, what did it have on it? It was first to do the, what was it? Let me read it.
It was
No,
the
okay. No. Okay. The Optimus was the first phone with more than one camera in the rear. That's what I was thinking about. And yeah, man, I never knew how innovative they were. And a lot of the things that they did, a lot of people took from and they ran with it.
The double tap the wait order knock knock
Yeah.
feature. I mean, don't get me wrong, they were innovative, but they never market those features to separate themselves from the other companies. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to say
Well,
about them from a marketing standpoint. They were just bad at it.
I think year after year, what they were more focused on was the next idea.
But
Hey,
they
this
kept
is a good
trying to hit a
idea.
home run.
And no, and then they just go. Let's go.
Right.
Let's do this. No, let's not do that. Let's do this. We got this one coming up next. We're gonna put a camera in it. We're gonna do this. They have a at CES. They had a rollable phone that they're gonna bring out next. I mean, they're just going and going, and they never captured that flagship phone, like the one that would make them money, you know, and that can hold up for it, like say the Note for a Samsung and the G series or the iPhones. You know, they just didn't have that. They always They just worried about the gadget phones, and a lot of them, I mean, they were innovative, but it wasn't enough in the end.
Yeah. I mean, I see that, but they never market the phone right. You know, just like other people have said in the past, that even the naming of their phones was too much. I mean, number one, you're LG, and you're going to put a long name on your phone, and people don't equate that, you know, with quality, I think. You know what I'm saying? Like the LG ThinQ V40 or whatever they were doing. And then they were doing stupid things like only having a V35, I think, or whatever that was for Verizon. Mm-hmm. And nobody got it. Nobody else got it. You're not that kind of company to be doing exclusivity deals with carriers. You're not that relevant to be doing that type of stuff, but they did it. And to me, those were just things that they did to, I think they hurt themselves, you know, over the long haul doing, you know, dumb moves like that.
Yeah, and you also had like Xiaomi and Oppo undercutting them too.
Well, hold up now. Let's go back. They would still do stupid moves. Now, just like you said about the Velvet. Now, we were both lucky enough to get media. You know, we got LG Velvet sent to us.
Yeah.
But if you look at the stats on that LG Velvet, it was a 735 processor, I think it was in that thing.
Yeah. Or
765. It was a 765 chipset in there. And they were selling that phone for $1,000. Close to $1,000.
Yeah, they're just trying to do too much, man. I think
a
lot of it, they saw everybody doing it. They're like, okay, Apple's doing it. Samsung's doing it. People see that as a norm. So let's go ahead and do it. Let's try it. I mean, you know, we sell enough, then maybe, but you know, it just didn't work out.
Yeah. But from a tech standpoint, it was hard for some tech people to recommend the LG Velvet due to the fact that it had a subpar chip processor. But, you know, us techies, we read stat sheets, you know what I'm saying? Whereas I don't think anybody else would care about that 765 processor in there. But, you know, if somebody was to go to YouTube to get an idea, they will quickly find out that there were a lot of people out there who were kind of knocking the phone for that. And you may not understand why they were knocking it, but the fact is that you have this quote unquote knowledgeable person. Who was knocking the phone is gonna already kind of like, whoa. Cause like, when I had the Velvet and I took it to work and I was using it, people liked the phone. They were like, oh, that's nice, man. You know, I had the dual screen. On one screen, I'm looking at Netflix, and on the other screen, I'm doing something else. And people were like, oh, that's nice. That's nice. You know, where can I get it at? And people were like, well, I said, check your carrier. You know, I knew a couple of people who went, I don't know if it was Verizon or something. Somebody didn't have it. They went to their carrier and somebody didn't have it. So it was always
Sprint didn't have it. Huh? I think Sprint didn't have it. I don't think Sprint had it.
Yeah.
I don't think they did.
I think somebody had an issue that I think I had a friend of mine at work who had Verizon who said either Verizon didn't have it or they didn't have it in stock.
Oh, okay.
Or something like that. Or Verizon wasn't carrying it or carrying a lot of them. And you gotta understand this, some of those phones, you know, you got limited shelf space. You know what I'm saying? You know, some companies pay for that prominent placing in your storefront, And, you know, LG didn't have that money. When you walked into a Best Buy, you don't see LGs up front. I see more Google phones in front of a Best Buy store than I did any LG phone.
Now, yeah, you'll see Google and you'll see the Samsung booth. And over to the right, you'll see Apple booth.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that, yeah, they didn't. Yeah, I think some of their dollars probably should have went towards that stuff. And they just didn't see it as important, I guess.
Yeah.
They were more worried about that next gadget that would. I just don't know why they didn't focus on a just this top tier and just put it out there and put a price, put a good price on it. People will buy it. If it's a good phone, it's got a good processor, people will buy it.
They should
buy it year after year if it's good.
I mean, if they were already losing money, then they should have just went all in on that fact. So, for example, let's say that LG Velvet that they try to sell that was close to $1,000. Let's say they sold it for $300 cheaper than that actual price. So here you is with a phone that's $799, $699
mm-hmm.
with the dual screen. And you know what I'm saying? You got the 765 processor, which will be a much more tolerable price in line with that processor. I mean, if you're going to take a loss, go out with guns blazing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Get, you know, it might be worth the investment to get people to look at you. So when you do drop a phone that costs $1,000, they already know what you're about.
Yeah.
You asking me to spend $1,000 on an LG phone and I really don't know too much about your phone reputation, or your phone reputation isn't as popular or it doesn't instill confidence in me as much as Samsung and Apple, and to a certain extent, OnePlus is starting to develop a little confidence in the public.
Mm-hmm.
LG should have just, I mean, hell, I'm losing money. I might as well go out guns blazing. I'm going to give people this Velvet for $699. You know what I'm saying?
Price. Yeah, at a good price.
Right. And take that L with that price, just so when I do drop my ThinQ V70 or whatever would have been my next phone,
yeah,
people have been like, oh, LG, okay, I know who they is. I'm down. Yeah. Let me go ahead and try this phone out. I tried out that Velvet. I kind of like that. Maybe this next V70 or V80 or wherever the next LG would have been worth my time.
Yeah. It's too muddy, man. They're like you said, the naming is just muddy. I mean, there's a Velvet. You really think, I mean, was it going to be a Velvet too? With their track record, you know, there's not going to be, there's going to be something else. The LG V, this, the Optimus, the Prada, the Optimus 3D, the LG 5. I mean, there was no consistency.
Right.
It was just, again, I'm jumping from one to the next and no one can get, people got to get comfortable, got to take baby steps. Like, confidence is note one, two, note three, note four, note five, note six. That's confidence.
Right.
Confidence isn't going all over the place with your names on your phone.
Right.
It means you don't believe in what you're putting out there. So you think you got to put something out new every year with that one. Well, you got to get comfortable. Yeah.
Well, you know,
baby steps.
Right. So here's a question I want to pose to you. I mean, it kind of died down. I don't think people bring this up as much as they used to in the past, but Android was always criticized for fragmentation, meaning one company is doing Android 10 while another company is on 11.
Mm-hmm.
And you got another company that is still on, you know, Android 9. You know what I'm saying? You got all,
yeah,
they're all over the place with whatever iteration of Android. Now, do you think with LG being removed from the picture, does that help with that that lack of cohesiveness when it comes to fragmentation of Android, or that problem will still exist no matter what.
I think it helps to the fact that other companies will probably see what they were doing and learn from their mistakes. I think it helps in that way, but I think there's companies that'll still do it.
So, yeah.
I think they'll learn, and I think we'll see less of it, and that's the good that'll come out of it, I think.
Okay. I think Android will still have that fragmentation problem, but it won't be... It'll be less fragmented because Samsung and OnePlus are the two big boys that gets all the press in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as there are all these offshoot companies from South Korea, Chinese phones, India phones, whatever phones that's out there, and even some of those low-end budget phones,
mm-hmm.
I don't think Android can ever get away from the fragmentation problem as long as those low-end phones can't keep up with the big boys as far as just updating their phones.
Yeah.
So maybe. In a roundabout way, LG leaving kind of really just make it less noticeable. You know what I'm saying? Fragmentation less noticeable because you don't have this this company who's supposed to be on the same level with, you know, Samsung and OnePlus,
mm-hmm.
who did a poor job of updating. You don't have to hear about that no more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's out there, out or done. So yeah.
Yeah.
It's a shame, man. It is. I hate to see them go because it's always fun seeing what they brought out year after year.
Yeah. At least they got their patents. You know what I'm saying? They got, they got a lot of patents that they can sell to other companies. Other companies can buy them. And they can make money off of their innovative ideas, selling them to other companies.
Exactly.
So, I mean, with that being said, you will probably see the knock-knock feature or some of the other things that they're known for show up in other phones. You know, Motorola, they should try to buy some of those patents.
Yeah, they do. That'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
To get some of those patents from them. They kill it in the TV market, man. I can't deny that.
They make computer monitors.
Oh yeah, that's their bread and butter.
Yeah. So, I guess R.I.P. LG, man. You know, you're gonna miss. You know, there's gonna be people out there who's gonna miss you more. Me. Anyhow. On that note. We come to the conclusion of another Gadget Switch podcast. I'm your boy RP3, and V, anything you want to let the world know, shout out, or your social media where they can follow you at?
Yeah, you can catch me at V Worldwide on YouTube. Go check me out on there. I do a lot of different stuff on there, from basketball courts to phones and everything. Go check me out there, and then V Worldwide 72 on Twitter. Hit me up.
All right. And to everybody, you can follow me on Instagram and my YouTube channel, RP3 Reviews. On Instagram and Twitter is RP3_reviews. So again, we'll catch everybody in the next podcast.
Peace.